test 78, section 2, question 8. Here we're looking for what completes the argument. So what's going to complete this argument? And it's the philosopher says, it's been argued that because particular moral codes differ between cultures, morality must be entirely a product of culture and cannot be grounded in some universal human nature. So moral codes are different, so it must be just a cultural thing. The argument is flawed, or this argument is flawed. And it says, research suggests that certain moral attitudes, such as disapproval of unfairness and cruelty, are shared across all cultures. So, yeah, there are certain things that every culture has. And just as certain universal tastes, like sweetness and saltiness, in different cultural contexts, or can, in different cultural contexts, provide the basis for many different cuisines, so it's kind of drawing this analogy, and it's saying, look, you can have certain universal tastes, and that's similar to certain moral attitudes that are shared across all cultures. Saying that these different universal tastes can provide different cuisines seems like what they're saying is that, therefore, universal moral attitudes could be the basis for different moral codes. So, moral codes tend to be based in the specific contexts in which they arise. Well, that's not really what this is going at. It's kind of saying should provide the basis for these different things. The moral codes of most cultures resemble each other in many respects. Well, it's not so much that the codes, it's more that the underlying values, I think, are sort of helping provide the basis for similar codes. A variety of moral codes can be based in shared moral attitudes. Maybe, because it does. That's kind of the basis. I'll hold on to it. It is possible to understand the basis of the moral codes of different cultures. It's not about understanding. It's trying to say that they are kind of grounded or based in the same elements. And then moral attitudes can be adapted to suit the moral codes of many different cultures. And this one too, I was sort of like, well, the attitudes can be adapted. But if we look at just the specific wording here, it's talking about that these universal tastes can, in different contexts, provide the basis for many different cuisines. So we would want something that says these universal moral attitudes can provide the basis for different moral codes. So it's not so much that the attitudes are adapted to suit the moral codes, but rather that the moral codes are based on them. And so therefore C is slightly better than E, and would be our correct answer in this case.